And now, from high atop the Camelback Towers in Scottsdale, from the Star Worldwide Network Studios, a man whose life revolves around his family, sports, grilling, and bad jokes, your host of the Dad Podcast, talking all things dad, here's Chris Brewer.
All right, another Thursday, another Dad Podcast. Yes, I am feeling that. I'm not as excited as I was just walking in here. Horrible news. Jason got he got called back into CVS. Apparently someone called in sick and he's got to take care of, I believe the pharmacy. He's helping out in the pharmacy.
So today. It's terrible news when Jason K can't make it, but when I can't make it, it's just, you forget number one and one of them reminds you and then you hack on me the entire time.
All true, and I think I even brought in cake when I found out you weren't going to be on the show.
I didn't get any.
We had lemonade.
Quick request.
Yeah.
Let the man you're referring to into the show right now.
Oh. There he is. They got the cat out of the tree.
Jason is here. Hey, buddy.
Jason made it. What's up, Chief Bodie?
He's eating.
He's eating.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Way to go, man. Made the show. We got a packed house here. We've got Sean here, who we are thrilled. I'm tickled, Sean, that you were here.
Thank you.
Chris made it. Jason just ran in from his lunch break at CVS and made it in. And we've got a celebrity guest who's made it in as well. Graduate from the University of Oregon.
She's stunning, by the way.
You're talking over my intro.
It's okay.
I had all these notes here. Just started her own overly defensive.
And that's why I can't get a word in otherwise.
Yes. It's great to have you here, Sean.
You bet.
Okay.
I'm going to be doing a lot of that today, by the way.
Okay, Sean must have listened to the last show.
He's bringing heat.
Yeah, there were some comments. He clearly has his dad there helping him write material, so that's good. But graduate University of Oregon, just started her own overly defensive driving classes. So she'll natural at that. And I'll forget it. My wife, Alex. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
This was Jason K's idea. I was against this from the start because as my mom
really?
Said, no.
As Get my the spigot ready.
Well, as Jackie Brewer said when I told her, "Hey, I'm going to have Alex on this show," she's like, "You know, she can ruin you," and. Hopefully that's she can ruin me. There's a lot of info there. I do know that. Let's see where to begin. Guys, do you know what Alex and I are doing this weekend?
Oh yes, it's
a family show.
It's a family show.
We're gonna go see Taylor Dane this weekend in Vegas. Taylor Swift. You guys have some questions for Alex, I know, about this trip. Who wants to ask her?
Well, first, let me give you the backstory on this trip. So, before the tickets went on sale, Ticketmaster had this thing where you could sign up to get a pre-sale code. So being that I bought tickets through Ticketmaster, I was like, oh, I'm going to do that. So I picked Vegas and Glendale, not knowing how any of this worked. Well, you can only get one code. So I got a code for Vegas. And so when the pre-sale happened, you had to log in at a certain time and you got put in the queue. So I'm in the queue waiting to purchase tickets. Then proceed to go to Sam's basketball game, and I'm sitting in the stands waiting for my turn. And it was like, oh, I got to buy these tickets. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, I missed my turn. Okay. So then I try again. And then it was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this. You know, we're going to Vegas the end of February. It would be a month later. So then I made the decision, I'll just wait and buy tickets when they go on sale in Glendale. And then we all know what happened. And then Ticketmaster, gosh, it must have been the week of Super Bowl, I get an email from them saying, hey, we're doing a lottery for people that had a code and didn't end up purchasing tickets. So I was like, oh, sweet. What are the chances that this will actually happen? So I put my name in, and you had to enter a card because if you got the tickets, they were going to automatically charge you right then and there. And then 3 days later, I get an email saying, oh, you got two tickets to see Taylor Swift on Saturday in Vegas. And I was like, oh no. So that's kind of how that happened. So it wasn't originally planned, but yes, Chris and I are going to Vegas so we can see Taylor Swift's amazing show.
I'm not sure what's longer, that story or the concert.
Shut up.
I don't know why you guys get along so well.
I was going to say, you're sitting right next to him, Alex. Punch him.
She was about to.
I saw that.
So that's why I'm going to Taylor Swift.
So originally, I understand why you ended up going to Vegas, but the original plan was to just you two to go?
No, I think you were going to bring Addison.
Like, if I was able to get tickets in Glendale, I would have taken Addison, our 13-year-old.
Chris stole Addison's ticket. Got it.
Well, I'm not taking her to Las Vegas. I'm not taking a child to Las Vegas. So even for a concert.
Okay.
So that's my reasoning. So yes, Chris is going. But from what I've heard and what I've seen, there were a ton of men there. So it will be perfectly fine.
Did you guys see? I sent you guys.
Men with women as dates?
Well, let me tell you, when I was at Carrie Underwood, there were so many couples there enjoying that concert too. So
different gigs.
She's not a teeny bop though. I mean, it's a little different, right?
I sent you guys the video of JJ
Watt. It's gonna be a great show. It's gonna be a great show.
Loving the show and calling himself a Swiftie now, and showing that he even bought merch.
You thought that proved your point?
and if I was 6'5", 300 pounds, and all muscle, I could get away with wearing a Taylor Swift shirt, too. I would not like to see you wear a Taylor Swift shirt. I'm just saying.
No, he's not getting a Taylor Swift
shirt. I'm not getting a Taylor Swift.
No, Addison's getting one of those, not him.
Nice.
Get a tattoo, Brewer. A Swiftie tat.
A second one?
I don't know if you guys remember that. I'm going to tell a little story. My mom went to the Guns N' Roses, Rolling Stones concert in L.A. when, I don't know, we were in junior high, I think, or something like that. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I wasn't paying attention.
Want me to start over?
No.
My mom wanted to get my sister and I T-shirts, so she was really excited to get us these T-shirts that say Stones in L.A. and with a picture. She brings them home and she gives them to us the next morning, and it said "stoned in L.A." and there were kind of
shirts. Oh, I'm sure she was proud of that, Sean.
Nice.
I don't even know if she exactly knew what she meant. You know, she's Canadian.
Mother of the year.
But it was my first experience of having a funny T-shirt.
Did you wear it?
You don't remember it?
No.
No, I didn't wear it all that much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's good.
But be sure to get your kids the appropriate concert shirt.
Well,
and not one that has Taylor Swift smoking a big fat doobie or something on it.
I don't think she would do that. But
have you seen the prices of concert T-shirts lately?
They're outrageous.
God, I paid $40 for something that barely covered my body. I had more skin exposed wearing that shirt than anything. It was like buying a bandana and tying it around
me. You need to wear something more than just the shirt, Robin.
you gotta throw your jean jacket on with the patches.
That's what I do.
Your stripes, there you go.
That's what I do. True rock and roll, man. But $40 for just a T-shirt that, I mean, and of course, you know, Alex knows this, we're wearing bras underneath, but you can see that because the shirt's like hanging way down. It's like $40 for this? I could have had me a decent dinner for that.
I don't even know where to begin.
I'm just warning you, t-shirt prices are outrageous, dude.
Well, I already have a half shirt picked out for the show. And ironed my denim shorts. So I'm ready to go for Saturday's show. Chris, you had something? What was that?
I was going to recommend that, Chris, you get a Swifty tube top if they're going retro. And just run, you know, when you do your jogging, wear that.
I'm going to buy merchandise just because we're talking about it. So I'm going
to
do that.
You'll have to post pictures on the show page.
I will do that. We're going to have a great time, and I'm looking forward to it. And yes, Mom, we are staying at the Golden Nugget, and we
that
are
was going, one of my questions.
Yep,
same.
We are going back, and we will be safe, and we'll be there during March Madness. So that'll be cool.
So speaking of the Golden Nugget, Chris. Got another funny story for you.
Okay.
I asked my wife, and she said it was okay for me to tell the story on her.
Oh, okay.
She was we were watching basketball, and I forget what basketball team was. She called the basketball team the Golden Nuggets, and she's like, "Where are the Golden Nuggets from?" she was getting NorCal and Denver combined. It's like, it's not a basketball team. It's a hotel in Vegas.
Well, at least she was watching.
Yeah.
She was stoned in L.A.
You can expect me to bring that up on Thursday.
Well, we've got Alex here, so we should take advantage of this. And we'll just get right into it. I know you know Chris really, really well. And getting to know Jason and Sean through the show and everything. But so we'll just get right into it. When did you know you hit the jackpot with me?
I think it was, oh gosh, just when we were dating, just the funny jokes you would make and just the laughter between the two of us, like, it's hard to pinpoint exactly, but you guys all know Chris. He likes to make ridiculous jokes and goes out of his way to, you know, make people laugh. And I think at that point in my life, that was something I was looking for. And so anytime you could make me laugh, that's when I was like, I could see this going somewhere.
Okay. It wasn't the tasteful nudity?
No.
Got it.
And when exactly did you know you'd made a huge mistake?
Well, no. There's no mistake. You just... No.
You were very careful there with your words.
Yeah, I'm gonna... I didn't make a mistake, Jason.
Okay.
And he still makes me laugh and does ridiculous things all the time.
So I will...
Well, that's key.
We'll say this. I know you guys have a bunch of stuff, but just quick backstory for the listener. Alex and I were single parents when we met, and it's really hard to date when you're a single parent. And so we started talking, but it took like 3-4 weeks to actually set up a date. So we had arranged for a date. I'm sure I'll screw up the facts here. And then we were about 3 weeks out, and we got a lunch date.
Yep.
And we met at the Yard House for lunch, and I had to go to work after this date was over. But this was like the only window of time.
And I'll interrupt. It just happened to be spring break that year, 2012.
Yes. That was the only way that it worked. And I had even told Alex, I'm going to work after this. So we've never seen each other. We've talked a bunch, but we have never seen each other. And I believe the first words out of Alex's mouth when she sees me, "What are you wearing?" Very first words. No, oh, it's so great to finally meet you. This is exciting. wow, you look just like George Clooney. Anything. No, it was, what are you wearing?
So what were you wearing?
I was wearing the tennis clothes because I was going to work. So I had a tennis shirt on and tennis shorts. Looked great, but that was our first interaction.
Wow.
Anyway,
Alex.
I know it's certain things just come out of my mouth sometimes that I don't mean, but
No. You my empathy with you was your future husband showing up to your first meeting in tennis clothes. I'm feeling sorry for you. That's all.
I had to.
Because no, he was going to work. And here's the thing. The date almost didn't happen. I almost had to cancel because, again, single mom. Someone was supposed to be somewhere else. Something happened. And I'm scrambling to call one of my friends to be like, hey, can you watch my daughter for like 2 hours so I can go on a date? So one of my good friends was like, oh, sure. Yeah. So.
All right. I just got one more thing. And then I want you three to take over.
I want to know what you ordered to eat, each of you. Because first date, that's a big deal. In fact, I remember some first dates, Chris.
Yeah.
And you remember telling me somebody told you that cheese gave you bad breath and you ordered a cheeseburger on a first date once. So you didn't eat one bite of it because you were afraid you'd have bad breath the rest of the date. And the end of the date, you had a whole cheeseburger sitting in front of you and you just bailed.
Oh, man, there's been so many women. I'm trying to remember.
Shut up. I know exactly what I ordered.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Okay. What did you order?
The club sandwich.
You did get a club sandwich.
Yes.
And I have no idea what I ordered.
I like her, a chick that's not afraid to eat in front of a guy on a first date.
No, that's awesome.
No, I noticed that.
That's very cool.
That's definitely something that's part of your judgment. Is this girl super picky and hard to deal with, or is she just easy to converse with and orders normal stuff? And that's good.
No, I had a list, actually. And Alex checked them all. I'm trying to think of the list. Had to like Seinfeld. Had to understand Anchorman. Had to like beer. Had to like sports. And had to be funny.
And okay with your criminal record.
Yes, that. we did not get. I did not divulge that on the first date. Never mind.
Did you pay?
Yes, I paid.
Did she see the wallet?
I don't think I paid attention. I tried to pay. I remember being like, no, you don't have to. I'll help here. And he was a perfect gentleman. No, we're on a date. I'm going to pay for this. And I was like, oh, okay.
I'm worried that he pulled the wallet out and you're like, red flag.
No, I guarantee you the wallet stayed underneath the table. Alex did not see the wallet on the first date. If she does not remember it, she did not see it.
That would have been the hoarder alert, you know? Hoarder alert. Yes. Yeah.
And we would not be speaking to her today.
They took EBT, so I was okay. That's why I chose that establishment. All right. Just one question, since it's been brought up on the show.
Oh, no.
You have a platform, and then guys, go take it away. Please explain your thinking with the talking at the end of games.
Okay.
Because we watch a lot of sports.
Chris hates this, and it's horrible. Chris Yarbrough can attest to this. We're sitting on the couch. We don't get enough time, just the two of us sitting there without getting interrupted. So there's times when I feel the need to have a conversation with you. And yes, it's within 2 minutes of the end of a football game, a basketball game. Sometimes it's important 2 minutes and you have to remind me we're trying to finish this. But we're both of us sitting on the couch and usually the kids aren't around.
Okay, I just wanted to get it out there. I don't have a long list of faults.
No, you don't.
No. So I thought we'd hit on a couple of yours.
Oh, okay. Makes you feel better.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. I'm done. Fire away.
I'm not gonna help give you ammo like that towards Alex, so I'm not gonna comment at all on that.
No, I think I like her answer, actually.
All right.
I think she should talk more during sports.
No, I should not, Sean, because then I miss things too.
You're a marriage and family counselor, Sean?
So I'm assigning, actually, Alex to. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, this is part of the session. All right, what do you guys want to know about or from Alex?
I have a question revolving the food, since that was a topic with the date, what you ate, that Jason asked.
Okay.
Here, this one's coming in hot, Alex.
Oh no.
Of all of Chris's cooking endeavors, everything that he does for food, I know he cooks a lot. What's the one item that you would blacklist if you could choose one? What would you blacklist for him not to do again?
I've already tried, and it keeps coming up, the stupid chuck roast. And the last time it was, I called it. I told Betsy, I bet he went out and he has bought a chuck roast and he thinks he's real funny and he's making one. And sure enough, I could tell something was going on when I walked in the house and Hudson's look on his face.
So, your 7-year-old's look on his face. That's it.
Yeah, the chuck roast.
That's a tell.
Okay, what do I make that you like?
Number one, steak. Okay. Steak is very good.
Because that was a long pause.
I was thinking of what I was going to share.
She
first.
Pulled a Sean, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
She has a lot of options, man. I'm giving you credit for
Thank
once.
You. Steak?
Steak. Your cheeseburgers are always better than mine. Grilled chicken, ribs when they turn out and they're not at 9:30.
Thank you.
So, I mean, most of the things that you make, Chris, are great. And I appreciate that you cook and your willingness to try things, but I think chuck roast should be retired.
Okay. I don't see that happening.
Alex got so upset when Chris brought up which is your least favorite of Chris's meals, and I could see her walking around the house and Chris walking in with a bag from the grocery store. It's a damn chuck roast.
Yes. Well, after this was the third try, I think. The fourth.
Four or five.
I think it was the fourth. Actually, the first time you made it, it turned out it was great. And Chris, you and Betsy were there. And poor man's burnt ends were delicious. Then you decided to try it again. And we were all like, yeah, that sounds great, when Chris's friends were in town. And you did all the grilling at our house and then brought it over, and it
this
was
is
burned.
How drug addiction yeah. starts.
Yes.
Too.
Well, you know what you
the
do.
First time was good.
You know what you know what you do the next time he makes a chuck roast? You chuck it at him.
Okay, did you really, for the listener, did you really ban me from doing the dishes?
I did ban you from doing the dishes. And then I had to renege because I needed some help because I was spending all my time doing the dishes. And
why was I banned?
Well, I didn't like the way you loaded the dishwasher, and I didn't feel like the dishes were clean enough. So, and it goes back to, oh gosh, what was that? 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
3 years ago, our dishwasher broke. And I was dead set on, I'm going to do some research. I want a certain dishwasher. So I did some research, and it was 2020 or 21. I think it was 2020. Anyways, we go to the store to purchase the dishwasher, and it's going to take a while. So I was like, that's fine. This is what I want. So, you know, Chris cooks. There's six of us. So we're hand washing dishes. And it is now turned into 6 months of hand washing dishes, among other things. So that kind of is where the banning of the dish, doing the dishes came from, because I felt like he's hand washing the dishes and they weren't clean enough. So
fair enough.
That's a really common argument with couples, is the dishwasher argument.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Whatever he did, he was trying to do it, and he succeeded. So,
no, that is not true. Although I wasn't, I don't think I argued the ban.
You purposely did that so that you wouldn't have to wash the dishes. Come on, we know what it is.
That's a strategy.
Yeah,
I did not use it. Really? For that.
Uh huh.
I'm trying to think if I didn't. Chris, do you have issues with my sister on the dishes? Is that a thing?
No, the only thing would be the exact same of what Alex said with the pre-clean, that you can't just put them in there with half a thing of, you know, Mexican right. food still on the plate. Just do a pre-clean before you put it in. That would be my advice.
Who doesn't do enough?
Culture can you leave that food on?
I think he's saying your sister doesn't.
Yes, Alex is correct.
Okay, and you guys talk about it?
It's come up, but it's not, you know, it's not a big deal.
Sean, dishwasher.
I
didn't mean to interrupt you styling your hair there.
Well, no, I'm just kind of looking homeless. I'm using it as a mirror. No real issues. I think that I need to let my kids do their own dishes without redoing them sometimes. But you know,
well, the fact that they even do it is great.
Yes,
maybe you should teach us how to get four children to do dishes, or even
anything.
Yes.
I got a dish for you, dish story. So my son, the one who's still living at home, eats in his room most of the time now, like, except if we're having you know, the three of us have dinner together, and he leaves dishes in his room constantly. And so that's an argument. And my wife just instilled a $10 per fork rule that every time there's a fork in his room, she just Venmo requests him $10.
Just forks?
Well, that's what we seem to be running out of. That's pretty much the only thing he takes to his room. What teenager needs anything but a fork? Yeah, it works pretty good. That's when your kid has a job and they got to pay for most of their stuff. Where does it hurt him the most? The wallet,
right?
Maybe I should charge Sam Brewer for bags of chips.
Alex is adamant, no food in the bedrooms. Absolutely not. Sam ignores that rule basically daily.
Yes.
Yes.
Two full bags of chips, half gone now, came out of the bedroom Sunday.
He has no money, though, so we can't
do the Venmo.
And yeah, Jason's son is an adult. So,
yes. Well, there was a time where we could have.
So maybe not $10, but maybe like a buck.
Yeah.
$2.
Yeah.
Allowance money.
Well, that's good. All right. Change of subject. Learn a little bit more about Alex. What show did you watch last night after I went to bed?
I was catching up on All American, and if you don't know what that show is, it's on the CW. It's a football show.
Starring?
Tay Diggs.
Okay. okay, so Alex, if Tay Diggs were to walk in the door right now, do I just leave, or is there an awkward goodbye? What would happen if Mr. Diggs were to walk in?
Well, I would introduce you to him and say, this is my husband, and that's that.
Sit down and be part of the show. At least we have a celebrity show up.
No, but I believe I'm being escorted out.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Okay, give me a break.
Alex loves Taye Diggs. Do your wives have a celebrity crush?
I don't know if you know who Huell Hauser is.
Huell? Is this a joke?
Jason Kay does.
Who's Huell Hauser?
He does a he does a show on television that's called California Gold. It's on PBS.
Sean is cracking himself up. Jason, does Stephanie have someone that she likes?
I mean, it depends on the week. I can't name one off the top of my head, but I just looked up who is Taye Diggs, by the way.
Yeah.
He's a good looking man. Yeah. But I didn't know he's married.
It's like looking in the mirror, Idina though.
Menzel.
They're not married anymore. But they were married, and I believe they have one or two children.
You're asking like I would know this.
I can't remember.
Hold on, let me see my Taye Diggs notes here. Favorite color?
Oh,
blue.
Stop.
Chris, does Betsy have a celebrity crush?
Yes, Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan. Okay. Sean?
I'll get back to you on that. There is one, but I can't think of exactly who it is right this second.
Guys don't even know your wives. It's embarrassing.
No, not as well as you, clearly.
Okay.
Maybe we're just more secure about it.
Oh!
Nice one.
That didn't even make sense.
Thanks.
Go eat a cheeseburger. Okay, so none of us, guys, none of us came from big families. Sean, your hair managed to look even worse than it did before. So congratulations on that. None of us came from big families. You, Alex, do come from a big family. What was that like? You're one of what, six?
Yes, I'm one of six kids. I'm number two. I have an older sister, then it's me, then two brothers and two sisters. And there's a 10-year difference between my older sister and my youngest sister. So we're all basically 2 years apart. I will tell you, it was never a dull moment, for sure. And lots of commotion always. And I, growing up, was a loud talker, because if you didn't talk loud, you didn't get heard. I learned to eat very fast, because if you didn't, my brothers would eat everything and there would be no dinner. And we spent a lot of time taking road trips growing up. So imagine six kids in a station wagon. Yes.
And your parents don't drink.
No.
Oof.
So, yeah. There was a lot of rough housing going on between my brothers. I mean, I can't tell you how many times my older sister and I shared a room all growing up, and how many times we got into arguments. And one of the houses we lived in, because I also lived in nine houses with my parents, my parents' bedroom was right above ours, and ours was in the basement. And you could just hear my mom pounding something on the floor, telling us to shut up, do what we need to do, and call it a day. Getting ready for school in the morning was quite an ordeal between my sister and I.
How many bathrooms?
We had two bathrooms. So the bathroom downstairs was shared with my oldest sister and I and my two brothers. And this house that we lived in, we moved in summer before my eighth grade year. So my sister was a sophomore. And before that, we lived in an even smaller house, a three-bedroom house, where there were four kids in one room for a while. So,
wow.
It was just nonstop playing, having fun, you know.
Did you guys get along?
We all got along.
Gotcha.
To an extent, there were tiffs that went on, mostly between my brothers. There was myself and my brother that's 2 years younger than me, we didn't always see eye to eye on things. And so Phil and I had moments where we did not get along.
You think that partly shaped who you were was from growing up in a big...
Oh, absolutely. Gotcha. Absolutely. And it, you know, growing up too, like my role in the family became this because arguing about things drove me crazy. So I just would say, it doesn't matter to me. You guys choose, I'll do whatever. And to this day, that's still how I am. Chris will say, what do you want for dinner? Right. Oh, I don't care. Where do you want to go eat? It doesn't matter to me because I just, that became my role. That's who I was, trying to make peace in the family.
Because Sean's hour meter just started running for sure.
Right.
Don't judge me.
So, so many signals are going on here.
Jason, was that what, was it similar at the orphanage?
Oh, stop
when
it.
You were growing up?
I'm going to ignore you. I have some questions for Alex.
go, Jason.
Why did you guys move so many times? Was it, were you a military family or why did you guys move?
Oh no. Children kept being added to the mix.
Okay.
So, I mean.
Same parents?
Yep.
And my last question was, would you, knowing what you know now, would you prefer having a bunch of kids and in your family, like when you were young? Are you glad you had that many or do you kind of wish it was smaller?
I actually enjoyed growing up in a big family and I'm content with four children. Like for me, like I didn't know any different and just the closeness that my older sister and I were really close growing up and we're still close now, but like just that bond of, you know, knowing that you have someone to talk to, someone to play with. I had twice the wardrobe, so that was always nice. So, yeah.
Anyway, Chris, any questions for Alex? You guys tend to have a lot in common. I don't know if it's because of your love of tons of cheese and seafood. But you two always seem to have a lot in common. You got to have some questions for Alex. You know her about as well as anybody.
Yeah, I actually was curious. How many times a week on average do you catch your husband taking a nap?
Do I catch him?
Yeah. Just walk by and he's unplanned asleep on the couch.
Probably like twice. And it's usually on a Sunday or a Saturday, not during the week ever, just because of schedules. But there's been several Saturdays and Sundays where I look at the couch and his eyes are closed and he's taking a nap.
Is this accurate?
That's accurate.
But so when you, a bit of a theme with Chris not quite being able to keep up. For one reason or another, maybe it's because he's too tired. Maybe he's taking a nap. Maybe his cell phone isn't charged. I don't know.
Well, but, yeah, I was just, I was curious as well because when the show started, Chris was wanting to get a picture for the dad podcast. I mean, foundation stuff here. I sent him 7 pictures of him passed out in different areas. So I was curious if it happened. You know, it was a fluke thing where I was around and I saw it, or, you know, I just was trying to get a better number. Mine was a little skewed then.
When you give back as much as I do and the charity work that I do on a daily basis, by Sunday, I mean, I don't, you know, Saturday we'll have built, you know, 20 homes for the homeless or something like that. It takes it out of you, Chris. Plus 4 children.
Copy.
And this incredible wit.
I would definitely not live in a home that you built for the home.
No, I second that. No.
I'm going to go ahead and be homeless, thanks.
Yes. No, Chris doesn't know.
Built them with Lincoln logs.
I'm good with Legos. All right. So, anything else for Alex, guys?
I do have one more okay. for Alex that I kind of need to know about.
Okay, Sean.
So with with Chris, gosh, his entire existence is kind of a dichotomy, right? He's he's a pro tennis player. People would call him some would make the mistake of calling him a professional athlete.
Yep.
It's about the hardest I've seen Robin laugh.
You want to go to Vegas to take a little run. You want to run 13.1 miles. You ask your husband to go, and he says, is there anything smaller? Is that how that conversation went?
No. That conversation went like, because we went the year before, and I did the half marathon the year before, and mm-hmm. enjoyed it, had so much fun. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize there was a 5K you could do. Oh, well, that would be fun to do a 5K and the half marathon. So then we got to talking about...
I think I volunteered.
You're interrupting.
I am.
It's Alex's show, dude.
So, Sean, what happened was we started talking about it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'd go back and run. And this time I'd like to do the 5K, and it's fun because the 5K is downtown. And he did say, Oh, that would be fun. I could do that. So he did volunteer because 2 years ago at Thanksgiving, we were supposed to run a race together. But 2 weeks before the race, Chris got sick.
I did.
Yes. And so actually what happened was I took his bib and was able to exchange it and give it to Sam. So Sam actually ran the race with me. So we had planned to do a race before. So when he said, oh, yeah, I could do a 5K, I was like, okay, done. And within 5 minutes, I was like, okay, we're registered. Now we're going. So now you're really committed.
So is Chris going to commit to running the 13.1 one of these days?
No way. No way.
I would never do that, man.
But what you don't realize is you don't have to run the whole time.
Oh, I realized that. I realized that very quickly.
Yeah, what was the 5K. Quote from this show where you recognized what mile marker you were on? What was the quote there?
Fuck you, mile one.
And he did get some texts on Sunday during the half marathon about some mile markers and choice words from me. Yes. Because mile seven, I was like, it's only seven? Oh.
All right, you have some notes there, don't you?
Did those texts wake him up?
Yeah. No, he was still walking back to the hotel, I think.
Okay.
Alex, why are you so into running? What is it that motivates you to do that? Because that seems like you're torturing yourself and you're always getting up to do it again.
It's impressive. I think for me,
it came... talking about running or marriage, Jason?
Yes.
Okay.
It started in high school. And it started just as one summer, my two best friends and I were wanting to have the best senior year of soccer we could possibly have. So we decided we needed to get in shape more than we already were. So running came then. And then when I went to college, University of Oregon is known for running, you know, Prefontaine and all of that. And two of my best friends were runners. So I just continued that, you know, love for running. And it's an outlet for me, like, and it's become in the last couple of years, like a need. Like people go to the gym and work out. People go on hikes. Well, for me, that's my outlet. That's my decompressing. I just had the longest day at work and I've got to do something to refocus so I can be a mom and a wife. So it's
good
kinda,
for you. That's
yeah.
Rad.
Awesome.
And I notice when I don't do it, it affects me. I'm short with the kids more and with Chris. And so.
No, it's therapy. Never.
It's like therapy.
It is. You make a playlist, you listen to songs that you love, and it's just you. And it doesn't matter if you're slow, you're fast. I mean, I'm always trying to beat my time, but I'm pretty darn slow right now, and that's okay.
Is there music on your running playlist that you would never listen to otherwise? Is there any, like, death metal or just, like, hardcore music that's on your running playlist that you don't listen to otherwise?
No. No, it's all music I would listen to, just ones that have, you know, are upbeat more.
Gotcha.
So are you a street runner or one that runs out in nature?
No, street.
Yeah.
I've never been big on trail running. There's more, you could injure yourself more, and I don't need to do that.
All right, you got some notes there, Alex.
Oh, I did.
What did you bring to the show?
Well, just, I wrote down, Chris said to write down some things that he does at home that drives me crazy. And the first one that I wrote down is, he's famous for leaving stuff all over the counter in the bathroom. Like, in the morning, you've got, you know, your toothpaste, your contact case,
this is the list of things that...
Yes.
Oh, okay. So this is
her
number one.
Her phone is only 64 gigs, but...
So... And it does, and he'll take out and he'll borrow my contact lens solution, which is fine. I have no problem with. But then he leaves it on the counter, even though he has found it put away. So it just, and there are certain things that have been on the counter for, well, since January.
I know, I'm waiting for you to put them away.
Well, I can't put a box
all
away.
Right, simmer down.
So that's one thing. Something else that I just don't understand, but he does this. The kids will vouch for this. He will stop at the gas station and put $20 of gas in, even though, you know, you're going to need gas because he drives more than anyone in a given day. And
I want to know why you do that.
Yeah. I do, too. That's fascinating.
I'm going to stop at the gas station. I'm going to fill up my tank because I don't want to go to the gas station again that week.
Yes. Unless you want more snacks.
I don't do that. It's twofold. One, a lot of times I have very little time. So it's just a quick get some gas in the car. And two, I hate seeing how much money is being spent. So it's easier for me to swallow
$20
than seeing like $85.
So you're spending less on gas because you're not doing it as much at a time.
Yes.
Apparently.
That's really funny.
That's my rationale.
And Addison will say, Mom, are you going to put $20 in? Like, Dad, are you going to fill the tank up? No. We are here to get gas. Uh-huh.
And then the kids
up.
Get spoiled because they're like, this gas is taking forever.
I think a therapeutic assignment would be for Chris to go out and visit with Jason and go and fill up one of the fire tanks.
Ooh.
Or the fire engines, excuse me. That can't be a cheap bill.
Never under 100.
All right, keep going, Alex.
100.
Let's see. Oh, this one. So Chris is famous for anytime we're getting ready to go on a road trip or out of town or leave for overnight or something, everyone will be in the car. And this could be in the middle of summer and everyone is in the car. All the stuff is in the car and he has to water the plants and the car's not on, but all the kids are in the car and I'm sitting there and I'm like, What are you doing? Well, we're leaving. Okay, well, we're ready. You should have done this 10 minutes ago. And he's out there watering the plants.
It's just the...
It makes no sense.
It's just the ones on the way out. So,
but then turn the car on.
What? I love this.
It makes sense. We're leaving.
It makes no sense. And the kids get so mad at him. Like, what are you doing, Dad? We're ready to go.
Well, no one else is doing it.
No, you're right. I'm not. All
right. That's a bad one.
And this one, we just experienced this. He will get something like for a gift. Maybe it doesn't fit. Maybe it wasn't exactly what he likes, but he doesn't return things. We just returned a pair of shoes on Sunday that he got for Christmas. But he knew right after Christmas the shoe didn't fit. And it's been sitting on the floor in the bedroom. And finally I was like, okay, well, we're going to the mall. Chris, we're going to return your shoes. And he has a T-shirt that he bought that he needs to return. And I have asked 4 times now, hey, can you do the return and I'll take it to UPS and send it back? Like, that thought process to me doesn't make sense, because if I know if I'm not going to use something, I want to return it so I can get my money back.
Well, that's all we have time for today's podcast. Have a good week. No.
And maybe it's a guy thing. I don't know, but it drives me clean up the
bowl. I hate shopping. So that is kind of like, now it's like not even fun shopping.
Except for your candles.
I don't mind
You're
doing that. Can you guys relate?
I can. I get it. You probably just don't want to go to the mall.
I don't want to go to the mall. I don't even know how to return something that I bought online, so that sounds like work. Then I might have to go to like the UPS store or something. It just that sounds like a lot of work.
You don't want to wait in line.
I don't want to do any of that.
I am a checklist guy, so it gives me great pleasure to cross something off my checklist. So if I put return clothes or whatever on my checklist, then I will do it. But otherwise, it's going to sit in the corner.
But for me, I'm like, I just spent $60 on something that I'm never going to use, so I want my $60 back.
That's true. I'll give you credit for that.
Yeah, I don't think like cash.
Well, maybe you should.
No kidding. You got any other gems there?
Just this last thing, and this is just you, and I don't think it's ever going to change, but the fact that you enjoy going to the grocery store, and you go to the grocery store, I don't know, 5 times a week, like, baffles me, because I hate the grocery store. I would rather make a plan of, okay, we're going to have this, this, and this. I need this, this, and this. Go to the grocery store on Sunday. Maybe I don't have to go back till Thursday, but Chris likes the grocery store. And the kids know it.
That's a secondary benefit to the grocery store that none of us know about for Chris. There's something there. There is.
That's got to be on the same line as the gas thing.
Yeah.
It is actually... has to do with cooking, because I like to go off a feel for cooking. So like, what do I want to make today? I can't think about every single day for the week, because I'd like to just figure out what do I want to make today, because I do all of the cooking and the great back rubs. So that's where that comes from.
That makes sense to me. So it's just the time thing. Like, if you have time to do that, I could understand you getting some enjoyment from figuring out what we're going to eat specifically today.
It's probably not the smartest thing.
That's a lot of time, man.
I can visualize it, Chris, going, this doesn't feel like a spaghetti night.
Yes!
I can't do the spaghetti tonight. Exactly. I got to go back to the store.
That's exactly it.
But I'm not bringing the other food to return.
Yes.
No, he wouldn't do that.
You guys should get what's it called? A refrigerator or a freezer.
Well, funny thing, Sean, we have a deep freezer in the garage. I mean, it can't be used right now because it needs to be cleaned out because something spilled in it and smells atrociously. But I can't move it myself, so.
When you make Mexican food, though, you have to get everything off the dishes.
You are correct. The beans don't come off in the dishwasher.
So Chris, you did a wonderful, you get a gold star as far as asking your lovely wife, you know, what some of the things are that you do that bother her. She did a great job at explaining those things. What are you willing to actually, I don't know, change or do something about?
I really thought I was improving with the putting stuff away on the counter in the bathroom. Like, I've been conscious of that.
What was the, from this show in the past, you referenced that Ziploc bag from the, you left for her. Remember that? Alex knows what I'm talking
about. Wait, say this again?
It was the trash. All the trash that I found in the pockets of your pants.
Yes.
And I,
she said trash.
Well, because when I do the laundry, I don't usually clean out pockets. And I happened to be sorting the laundry in the bathroom. And I was like, are you kidding? And it was.
Was his wallet in there? In the bag? Well,
no. No. So anyways, I threw all the trash on his side of the bathroom. And then he put it in the Ziploc bag and put it in my sink.
I did do that.
Yeah.
I did do that.
So,
Sean, I have a question for you, Chris.
Oh, no.
Just generally in life, how dare you?
You know what? I put my pants on one leg at a time. And never mind. I'm doing the best I can, Jason. The best I can. I will say this has nothing to do with Alex so much as just me being an idiot. Are you guys aware of the can of cherries that we've been hiding at each other's houses?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so.
You told us.
So Chris stepped it up this week. So we have a light fixture next to the garage door that does not have a light bulb in it because it's broken. It's been broken since we moved into the house. So Chris managed, this is the second great one he did. He managed to get the can of cherries up on the ledge that looks out onto the front of the house. That was awesome. And then he put the can of cherries. He had to unscrew the whole thing and put the can of cherries where the light bulb should be and then screwed it back in. Alex, you were the one who found it.
Yeah, I was coming back from running and I'm walking up the driveway and I was like, what is in there? And then I get closer. I was like, oh, that's good. So I took a picture, sent it. Hey, nice job. And Chris explained how hard it was to get the screws undone. He needed pliers. And I said, well, that thing has never worked since we bought the house. So
that's how long probably was it there?
It was only 2 days.
2 days.
Wow.
So I got it.
2 days. Oh,
I got it out. And I was like, Alex is like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I got to go hide the cherries. So I take the can and I go across the street and I'm going into their backyard. And my sister was in the backyard at the time. Turns the corner. What are you doing? And I just had to turn around like a little kid, you know, kind of scuffing his feet like, gosh darn it. And pathetically walk back across the street with the can of cherries. And then Alex is like, what are you doing? And I said, well, I got caught. She's like, oh, God. And I said, yeah, it was pretty bad. But I have this other idea. So then I had this, I went into the recycling and got the, you know, those pastry boxes, like from a bakery, the pink box, you know, common thing. I got that out of the recycling. And she's like, what are you doing? And I said, I'm putting the cherries in this box. and I'm going to tape it up, and I'm going to put it at their front door. Again, this is stupid. I go over. Shoot, their door's open. I put the box down, and then I just start running across the street. And my sister came out. She's like, "You are such an idiot. That is pathetic." Well, that just happened. So anyway, we're still, now I don't have the can of cherries. And
I feel like they might be hidden somewhere.
I think they are.
Let me just distract and give you credit for your best one. Looked out, drinking a cup of coffee in the morning one day, and I'm looking at the pool, and there's the can of cherries on a paddleboard floating in our pool.
That was a good one.
That was you and Hudson.
Yes, that was a good one.
That was quality.
Okay.
Keep it up.
So I do have this story I'm going to share that actually will show you what an awesome husband Chris is. So must have been 2016. I decide I don't want to be in the classroom anymore. I need to do something else. But, you know, I only have a master's in education. And I was like, I think I need something else. I think I need another degree to do what I want to do. So I go to Chris and I was like, "Hey, what would you think if I decided to go back to school? I've done some research. Grand Canyon has two different programs. One is all online. I'd prefer not to be all online. One is you go to class one night a week from 5 to 10. And he was like, "Oh, you know, okay. And I said, "And it starts in 3 weeks. And it's going to be on a Thursday." Chris just continues to look at me. So Thursdays are a day that we have all the kids. And at the time, Sam and Addison both played soccer. I believe Mackenzie was involved with soccer as well, and Hudson was too. So I'm asking him, I would like to go back to school. I would like to go to school on a Thursday, on a day that we have all the children, and you'll be responsible for taking children to soccer practice, picking everyone up, because I usually pick up Hudson. And Chris says, "That's what you want to do? Go for it." So not many men would allow their wife to be gone, potentially. Class never went till 10. But to be gone on a day where you have all the kids and they have practice and they have this, because you've now said, "I need a degree in educational leadership and I need to maybe have the option to be a principal someday." And so just tiny things like that. He may do things that drive me clean up the wall. But at the end of the day, he's one of the kindest, most thoughtful husbands I could ask for. So
thank you.
You're welcome.
We ate a lot of Chinese food on Thursdays.
You did.
Alex doesn't like Chinese food.
Can't stand it.
what a sweet thing to say at the end of the show,
that.
Huh?
I appreciate that.
That's so cool.
Ended on an up note.
Yeah.
Real quick, we've got our March Madness challenge going on, the bracket challenge. Jason K, as expected. I knew this was going to happen.
Is he in first place?
He's in fifth, but he's beating all of us. let's see. Sean, you're in last. Is that right?
I only look at the max scores, and I'm not the last.
I believe Sean's in last. I believe I'm in, like, second to last, third to last. Alex, you're ahead of me. And I think, Chris, you're right around there, like 10th or something. Is that right?
My team is still alive. How about that?
Oh, Alabama's still going. Yep.
Yep.
Okay. So Jason, who knows the least and thought I had made up some of the schools, is beating all of us right now in the bracket challenge.
You're welcome.
No problem. Okay, real quick. Mascots. Call it out if you know it. San Diego State.
Aztecs.
Aztecs.
Okay, nice. one of the schools Jason thought I made up. Creighton.
Is that a bulldog?
Close. Anybody know Creighton?
Bullcat?
Blue Jays.
Oh.
Not close.
Creighton Blue Jays. Xavier.
Is that a bulldog?
That is a bulldog. Okay. Nice job. Another one that Jason thought I made up. Fairleigh Dickinson.
Oh, God.
The Knights.
Whoa.
Good job, Sean.
Holy Knights of Columbus.
Wow.
Dude, I'm never going to forget that now.
St. Mary's.
And then.
The Gales. Okay, last ones. Location of the school. See if we can get the city. We'll take the state. Marquette.
Jingpao, China.
Yes. Wow. Marquette.
Is it in Virginia? No. Oh.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hey, Sean.
Am I right?
Yeah, Wisconsin.
Wow, all right. Good job. Good job.
Okay. TCU.
Texas Christian University.
Texas.
That's where? In, is that, that's not Lubbock.
El Paso?
No.
Aberdeen?
No. Is it Austin?
No.
Houston?
No.
Dallas?
Oh my gosh. Where is it?
Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. Oh.
Okay, since we did so well on that one. University of Miami.
What is that in Miami?
That was a joke. Baylor.
Oh, that's in Waco.
Chris Yarbrough, how did you not get that?
Because Alex is quick.
Last one, Florida Atlantic.
Well, that's the team Addison picked to win yes. it all. I don't know.
I didn't know this.
Orlando?
Nope.
I don't know.
Jacksonville?
Nope. I'll give you a hint. Seinfeld.
Oh, where they live, the Seinfeld.
Boca Vista.
Del Boca Vista. Boca Raton.
Boca Raton.
There you
Boca
go.
Boca Vista. So close, Chris.
All right. This was fun. Alex, you're welcome back anytime.
Thanks for having me.
Jason, Stephanie's joining us next week. Yes, Chris.
She'd love to.
What's up?
One question for Alex. Over under for Chris getting a new driver's license.
Oh my gosh. No, he hasn't done it.
Are we going on 3 years? Expiration, or is it gonna happen before it expires?
No, it's not gonna happen before it expires. His pitcher already expired.
Cause I let the distillery know that your driver's license doesn't work. So you're going to be using your passport to pick up the rum
this
when
is
you're
true.
In Vegas tomorrow.
This is true.
They're aware of it. I'm serious.
Well, that's good, Chris, because otherwise we might have been in trouble. Or you should have said I was picking it up.
Chris, when is the expiration date of the license?
Oh, well, they stay
Arizona's
like
weird.
I think mine expires in 2040.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I was at the grocery store recently, and the guy checking us out actually said, "You should probably get that replaced."
Someone actually said that.
Yeah,
to
the guy working at the grocery store.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong at all.
Society service.
I even showed him where to go. We drove right by it the other day. I said, "Chris, that's where you need to go."
I threw a piece of fruit at him.
This directly falls in line with Chris waiting for things like returning clothes and shopping.
Yes.
He ain't getting it done.
No.
Love you guys.
Love you.
All right. Have a great
Bye,
week.
Bye, guys.
We'll see you next
Bye-bye.
Week.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Podcast with Chris Brewer. Join us next time as we continue our conversations about everything dad. Right here at StarWorldWideNetworks.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.